We know why we've made those changes in a way that we wanted to be clear.
It's a very tender and very touching relationship that worked really well. And also, as you say, you don't see the deaths in Antigone, you don't see any of those deaths, but seeing their deaths was very startling and quite shocking, actually. What were they meant to run into the road?
Well, the idea was they ran into the road and they jumped off. And
they jumped
and then were hit by a truck.
Yes.
But again, it was their joint pact. And for us, the continual metaphor of the covering of the bodies. Mm. So Antigone does it first, she does it twice.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Creon then covers his son with his jacket. And that's the thing that he's forbade Antigone to do. And therefore, his moment of that, for us, whilst it is Antigone's story, it's also Creon's story as well. And he covers the bodies.
Mm.
And he has a moment where his realisation is that he's lost everything. You know, that's... he's got to live with that.
Mm.
That's what it is. So we took some liberties, opportunities to draw those things together, which were important for us.